through dreams, through awakening to reality and reality testing, we can reunite with that source from which we've never been really apart. We can see through the veils of illusion to what is right here. If we ask ourselves right now, am I dreaming or am I awake? We're like the great Taoist philosopher Chuang Tzu, who recorded his dream 2,500 years ago and still comes down to us today. Chuang Tzu dreamt one night that he was a butterfly flittering about over the land and over the seas, a free spirit, a butterfly, soaring in the firmament. And then he woke up in the morning and he wrote down this dream. And to complete it, he wrote down his own reflections saying, now I'm not sure if I was a man dreaming last night that I was a butterfly, or if right now I'm a butterfly dreaming I'm a man. This is where the practice of dream yoga or reality testing comes in. How we can awaken to reality, how we can find the truth amidst all the illusions, how we can become more conscious and clear, how we can attend more fully to the present moment, how we can see through the dream and recognize the dreamer, how we can trace the source of our projections, not just looking at the movie screen like sees the same event, gives a slightly different report of it. The Rashomon principle. One event happened, but seven different people reported it, each in seven different ways, like seven different plot lines or movies. This is our dream. The question is, are we going to be victims of the projections, or are we going to be master of them and trace the source back to where it's all coming from and live from there, live from the heart, live in our own truth, undeceived by mere appearances? That's why the Tibetan yoga practices are here, of dream yoga, of sleep yoga, of clear light yoga, of seeing the light amidst all the shadowy forms, recognizing that all the forms and projections are nothing but light projected on the screen of our experience, of illusory body, of seeing that our body comes and goes and our personality comes and goes. We're not just our body, we're not just our mind or our personality, and raising the question, reality testing, what are we? Who are we? Who is experiencing our experience? Who is perceiving our perceptions? Who is perceiving these projections? And finding out who and what we truly are, that's the purpose of yoga. I remember once my father overheard me talking on the phone to a student about this kind of thing. And after I got off the phone, my dad said, you know, I've heard all over the world that the world is like a dream. But my feeling is, but please don't wake me up. I'm not ready to die. And this kind of reminded me of sort of the subtle shape shifting or time shifting or the different perspectives that we bring to these things. We each have our own fears. Like my good old dad, my late dad, he equated waking up from this dream with death, because this dream is life as he knows it. But there's so much more life that we can experience when we are fully awake to our lives, to our feelings, to our relations, to our possibilities. Not just life as we know it. Just like prisoners are often afraid to leave the prison after they've lived there for a long time. They don't know how to live outside. I mean, everything is taken care of for them in prison. We may be afraid to leave our ruts behind or wake up from our dreams or face the truth about our relationships or our livelihoods or our health or careers. All of this is part of the dream, and we're like sleepwalkers, too often, stumbling through life, even with our eyes open.